Persian embroidery is only one of more than 250 different Iranian handicrafts that have brought the country $500 million last year. It includes various types of stitches and embroideries with sequins, pearls, and beads. But among all, the most outstanding is sirmedizi, a special technique which involves sewing pieces of tightly coiled fine metal wires on fabric.
Iran's traditional needlework includes more than 115 basic needlepoint stitches, which are mostly named after the city they originate from. But sarmeduzi is one of the most original methods, which dates back to ancient times. The rock sculptures, and especially the patterns on the coat of Khosrow of Paris at Tagh-e Bostan, prove that.
The medallions and border decorations, scrolls and curves include motifs of traditional floral designs, rosettes, and of course most prominently, the familiar paisley pattern. Sermedouzi also involves cotton padded applique.
We're sometimes asked, and it's completely possible to use real gold. And the same technique is applied for verses of the Quran. Of course, that's very expensive.
The meticulous effort, care, and passion of the embroidery artists results in creating beautiful cushion covers, bedspreads, tablecloths, and prayer mats, which instantly win admiration. It also makes it incomparable and unique. The patterns are so delicate and fine, it actually makes me wonder whether I can try it or not. Technically, I'm not going to try it. I don't have any experience. Is
it hard?
No, it's not hard.
These pieces are so tiny. It requires a certain skill just to hold them in your hands. And the needle doesn't seem to be going where I want it to. واقعا یاد گرفتم. Hey, I'm done with the stem. Undoubtedly, it is only Iran's traditional luxury brocade, terme, which deserves such excellent decoration. Terme is a hand-woven cloth, nowadays mostly produced in the central province of Yazd. Weaving terme is extremely time-consuming and requires expert skill. A good weaver can produce only 25 to 30 centimeters a day. But let's not forget that traditional Iranian art has plenty of room for creativity, so artists can always come up with a tasteful and delicate combination of authenticity and innovation.
This type of embroidery is completely original. It's a combination of different methods, including counted thread embroidery. The patterns are also spontaneous but have been influenced by traditional designs such as arabesque or esfini. Works like this take a lot of time to complete. This one has taken a year and it's worth about $12,000.
This is how the art of Iranian embroidery has become a source of income for the 130 ladies working with Ms. Bakhtiari. Proving that art for art's sake truly does not exist when it comes to exploring the remarkable stability of embroidery techniques that have been passed on from generation to generation. Gisumi Shahmadi, reporting for Iran.